Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
Whoa, check out that one.
Nice.
It's completely yellow. No orange or red.
Doesn't help us. We already have yellow and green.
Hey, guys, what are you doing?
Hey, Kylie. Good to see you back for another weekend.
Thanks. You too. So...
we're collecting different colored leaves for a scavenger hunt.
We gotta get, like, the whole spectrum so we could make a kind of autumn leaf rainbow.
Sounds interesting. May I join you?
Sure.
I guess so.
We already have green and yellow.
I think I saw some orange leaves on my way over here.
Lead the way. So, did you ever get a chance to do that advanced climbing thing you were talking about last week?
No, not yet. I had a lot of preliminary things to take care of first, but Ranger Piper said we'll be able to do it soon.
I think it's cool that you're like a kid professional climber.
Thanks.
The only real climbers I've met are Ranger Piper and Mr. Terrence.
And Mountain Pastor Joe.
Yeah, but I've never actually seen him climb anything.
What was that?
Sounded like it came from the science lab.
Science lab? This is a climbing camp.
Come on, let's go check it out. We'll explain on the way.
Okay, guys, ready to work?
Duh. You know it.
Okay, so if you guys are hired on, one of your duties will be to check all the equipment and make sure it's in its proper place.
Sven is doing this when he was at circus.
Great.
And I am semi-capable of not losing my keys sometimes.
Well, do your best. I've got an inventory list here for all our climbing equipment, plus canoes, life jackets, and oars, along with some extra stuff like bikes for special events.
Bro, that is a lot of stuff.
Sure is. That's one of the reasons why we need some extra hands. We need to make sure we have everything and put things back if they're out of place. Kids aren't exactly good at that.
Sven is knowing what you mean. Must have discipline.
We got this, man. Don't even worry about it.
It's okay, Jack. Just gotta get you out of this wet diaper. And done. Does that feel better? Yes, it does. Trash can's full. I better take this bag out when I get a chance. Did you fill up the trash can? Yes, you did. You're such a big boy.
So Gal's dad paid to build a state-of-the-art science lab here?
Yeah. Mr. Adelford said if he had a place like this here when he was a kid, he wouldn't have had to strip important machinery for parts.
What?
It's a long story. Ask Gal about it sometime. Speaking of which, she's really the only one who uses this place.
She's really the only one smart enough to use this place.
I'm saying if there was an explosion...
snap! It was probably her. Let's get in there.
Gal, are you in here? Are you okay?
Oh, hey guys.
Oh, hey guys? There was an explosion. We thought you were hurt.
Oh, it's no big deal. Just a misfire.
A misfire of what?
Oh, hey, Kylie. Good to see you back.
Focus, Gal. What are you doing in here? Do we need to get Nurse Klein?
No. Don't get Nurse Klein.
That reaction seems highly suspicious.
Look, I'm just working on something that I don't want any people knowing about it. At least not until it's ready.
What is it?
What did I just say?
Okay, then. You clearly aren't thinking straight. Could be a head injury. Guess we'll go get Nurse Klein, just to be on the safe side.
No!
Spill.
Fine. You can't tell anyone, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
It's my newest science experiment. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you my time machine!
A time machine?
Yep.
Fine, don't tell us. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to find something else to do. Seeing as I'm not a child anymore, I'm not big into playing make-believe.
She doesn't know how smart you are yet, or who your parents are.
So how does it work?
You know how I said my dad told me how he went through an interdimensional portal that one time?
I think so.
I thought you were talking about a TV show.
No, he said it really happened. He tried to replicate the portal with technology, but never could. So I decided to take a whack at it with some of my dad's old notes.
Oh, sure. You know, like one does.
Well, I was actually able to get the portal construct supporting an Einstein-Rosen bridge, but... not knowing the calculations of the previous portal, mine came out as a temporal bridge instead of a spatial one.
Which means...
It means while trying to travel to a pocket dimension my dad visited, I accidentally discovered time travel.
Awesome!
So what was the explosion?
Insufficient power supply. I've got a better one here.
So now what?
Now I hook this portal generator up to this new power supply, and if my calculations are right, we'll open up a time portal.
Okay, guys. How'd it go?
It's going pretty okay.
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
Well, Sven is pretty great at organizing stuff, but, well, I'm not. See, I tried to help him put stuff away, but...
Sven is handing things to Zoner, things to put away. Then they are, how you say, disappear.
Disappear? Like he's stealing them?
No, dude, I would never steal anything, I promise.
Sven is good at knowing lies. Zoner, he tells truth.
Then what happened to the things you gave him to put away?
Okay, I didn't want to bring this up in the interview process, but I do have another less used nickname that people gave me.
Which is?
The Bermuda Triangle.
You mean the place in the middle of the ocean that causes ships and planes to mysteriously disappear without a trace?
That's the one. See, I lose stuff all the time. By accident, like my keys or my wallet or articles of clothing that I'm actively wearing.
You lose stuff.
Not on purpose, but yeah. You let me borrow something and it's like gone. Sometimes it'll mysteriously reappear years later though.
Sven watched to see if true. I turn back for a second, then turn again. Thing is gone. It almost impossible.
So, all the equipment you helped put away?
You got Bermuda Triangle, dude. Sorry.
Let's try something else.
Ah, garbage duty. Garbage doesn't usually smell this bad.
Sorry, guys. Lots of diapers in there.
Sven is used to smell. Elephants in circus make much bigger mess than baby.
Now there's something I don't want to think about.
The dumpster's not much farther. Oh, hey, guys. Watch this incline. It's a little...
Sven is sleeping.
Steep.
What? Oh, dude, the bags!
This is many more diapers than Sven thought.
Ew. It's everywhere. Okay, Max, power connected?
Yes, ma'am.
Lynn, safety goggles on.
Yes, ma'am.
Then let's do this thing. Initiating sequence in 3, 2, 1.
Did it work?
Something happened.
Yeah, but did it happen all the way?
I don't think so. The portal was supposed to stay open indefinitely.
What do you think went wrong?
No clue. Maybe the whole design is flawed. Guess it's back to the drawing board.
What was that?
What was what?
That! Did you hear it?
Is it someone's phone?
I don't think so.
What is it?
It looks like a Compsognathus.
A what?
I know that. It's a kind of...
Dinosaur! It's a living, breathing dinosaur!
Dinosaur? It's only, like, as big as a chicken.
It's a Compsognathus, all right. I'd bet my career on it.
Your career?
Okay, my future career. Guys, do you know what this means? The time machine works!
How long has that window been open?
I opened it earlier, because of the smoke.
Guys! We just let a dinosaur loose at base camp!
Ah! Quick! Everyone outside! We've got to find it! Throw up.
Ditto, dude.
Okay, try not to throw up. It's only...
Diapers soiled with human excrement, in which we are covered.
Thank you, Sven, for that vivid assessment.
It's no problem.
Okay, why don't the rest of you go get showers and I'll pick up all this stuff.
Deal. Thanks, Ranger Piper.
Sven is handling diaper situation. We are getting cleaned.
That's kind of you, Sven, but they're my kids' diapers and...
Important lady like you should not be in muck. Go. You leave this to Sven. It's nothing.
I checked the bunkhouses. Nothing.
Same at the mess hall and the ropes course.
Nothing at the office or the nurse's cabin either.
Let's face it, guys. This is a huge mountain, and that was a little dinosaur. It could be anywhere by now. We'll probably never see it again.
I can't believe we're talking about catching a dinosaur so casually, like it's normal.
It's definitely cool, but I'll be sick to my stomach if we let my future career-defining discovery get away.
What do you know about the Compso whatever anyway?
Compsognathus. Since they're extinct, most of the things we know about the lives or habits of dinosaurs is guesswork. We know they probably ate small animals, like lizards.
Haven't seen too many lizards around in this weather.
Do you think when they were alive, the dinos would have settled for lizards if they'd had access to Sloppy Joe's?
Huh?
Yesterday was Sloppy Joe's for dinner, right? Which means the trash is full of...
Sloppy Joe remnants. Max, that's a great idea! To the dumpsters! There's the dumpsters! Everyone, fan out!
Hey there, kids. What are you doing here?
Ranger Piper. Hi!
Whoa, Ranger Piper. What happened to you?
Diaper accident.
That must have been one huge diaper to make that kind of an accident. It's everywhere.
Yes, thank you. I noticed. Why are you kids hanging out around the dumpsters?
Oh, you know, just...
There it is!
There what is?
Playing! Just playing! Dinosaur hunters. Gal, go around the other side.
Dinosaur hunters? That's a new one.
Yeah, we just found ourselves extremely interested in dinosaurs. Probably too much time at the lab.
Wow, who did that? That was a really good dinosaur sound effect.
Ranger Piper, no offense, but, could you maybe come talk to us after you get cleaned up?
I can take a hint. Have fun, but don't touch the dumpsters, okay? They're gross.
Okay.
Do you see it?
I have a visual.
Mr. Navy SEAL over here.
Moving in. Target acquired.
Yes.
Yes.
Ow! He bit me!
That makes sense. He's a carnivore.
He didn't tell me he was a meat eater.
You didn't ask. Thankfully, this is as big as he'll get.
What do we do with him now? Send him back?
Send him back? This is the discovery that could change the world. And he's the only proof we have.
So, what are you going to do? Hold the press conference?
I don't know. I'm 10. Let's just get him back to the lab. We'll make sure the windows are shut this time. Then we'll figure out what to do.
Hey, Kylie, some of the girls said you were in here. Almost finished?
Yes, be out in a minute.
Okay, take your time. I'm all cleaned up now, too.
That's better. Did you shower up at your house?
Yeah, I thought I'd come back down here to the bunkhouse to check on you, though. I'm really sorry for what happened. It's never fun to throw up. Do you want to see Nurse Klein?
No, I think I'm okay. That was probably the grossest thing that's ever happened to me, though.
Yeah, probably makes my top five.
Top five?
You stay on Mount Eternity long enough and all kinds of things happen to you.
Okay.
Anyway, glad you're okay. I better go relieve the babysitter. I saw Gal, Lynn, and Max earlier playing Dinosaur Hunter, if you wanted to join them.
Dinosaur Hunter? Now? Earlier, it was Time Machine.
Something wrong with that?
It just seems childish to me.
Well, you guys are technically children, so...
Childhood is a mindset, not a number.
I guess there's some truth to that. But Kylie, you are a kid, and you don't get to be a kid for very long. I can understand if make-believe just isn't your thing, but if you're avoiding it just because you don't want to seem like a kid, well, I would question those motives.
Look, I'm just better than that, okay?
Better than that? I don't know if that's a great attitude to have about things.
Sorry, Ranger Piper, can we just drop it for now?
Okay, all right. I'm always here if you need me.
I know.
Whoa, Sven, you still haven't cleaned up?
Was taking care of rest of trash. Is done now.
Hey guys, how did...
What is that smell?
Sven is the smelling.
What happened?
Diaper accident, bro.
Diaper accident? Sven, You mean, you wear...
No, dude, not like that. Trash bag exploded, and we got covered in diapers. I showered already.
The trash bag exploded? How does that even happen?
Well, there was a hill, and a little girl, and
okay.
Then we slept.
Let's try one more job.
Okay, little guy, let's get you back inside. Then we'll give you a...
Gal?
Yeah?
Was that there before?
You mean the giant hole in the science building?
What?
What? Most of this wall and some of the roof are missing.
And look, the portal. It's open again.
How did that happen? We turned it off.
I don't know. Just shut it down.
No. No. There.
Oh, man. We are in so much trouble. Look at this building. It's totaled.
What happened? Another explosion?
I don't think so. Look.
Oh, that's a big footprint.
Any chance it's the footprint of a really big bird?
Nope, that's the footprint of a Tyrannosaurus Rex! Ah!
So after dinner, it'll be up to you guys to corral the kids and get them ready for the campfire story.
Is good. Wear a rope and riding crop.
Please. I need to know. Are you joking right now?
Da? If you want me to be joking, then da. Sven is joking.
Bro, we have got this. Don't even worry about it. If there's one thing I have experience with, it's being a camp counselor for kids, dude.
Hey guys, things going any better?
That has yet to be determined. What are those kids screaming about?
Oh, they're probably still playing Dinosaur Hunter like they were earlier.
Well, they need to turn the volume down a little. What was...
What is that?
Haven't you ever seen movies, dudes? Run first, ask questions later!
Why does this always happen? Why does stuff like this always happen?
Stuff like this always happens?
Sven is never having been chased by dinosaur before.
Really? First time for you two?
What's everyone screaming about?
Run!
What do we do?
Head for the cliff and free climb down? It can't follow us off the cliff face.
Then what?
I don't know.
Whoa! What's with the spaceship helicopter thing?
It says space cohort.
It's my dad!
Keep running, base campers. Administering tranquilizer via projectile. Now.
Is it dead?
No, young man. Merely asleep, thanks to these tranquilizer darts.
Dad, how did you know to come here?
I have a satellite in geosynchronous orbit above base camp at all times.
You do?
Yeah, ever since freshman year. I told you about this.
I have no memory of this.
That might be my fault too.
Wait, what?
Anyway, my satellite recorded the energy signatures on my progeny's portal experiments. I quickly deduced the likely outcome and acted accordingly.
What portal experiments?
You predicted we'd accidentally let loose a T-Rex on base camp?
85% probability.
Huh. I repeat, what portal experiments?
I've kind of been trying to work on Dad's Adhara portal experiments in the science lab. And, accidentally invented time travel.
Right, of course you did. Of course you did!
Worry not, Piper. I'll be confiscating the dinosaur specimens and all the portal technology from my daughter.
What?
Including that Compsognathus you're hiding in your backpack.
Aw, man.
Ranger Piper, I'm sorry about lying earlier. We weren't playing hunting dinosaurs as much as actually doing it.
I'm sorry too, Ranger Piper. Would you please forgive us?
Yes, I forgive you. Please tell me next time there are actual dinosaurs on campus.
I'm proud of your scientific accomplishment, gal, but we'll work out the kinks at Spaceco on the lunar colony, far away from here. And Piper, I'll also be paying to fix any damages to the camp. Though, as far as I can tell, only the science lab itself was significantly damaged.
Thanks, Albert. And,
Yes, Piper?
When you restock the lab, can we stick to middle school level science equipment, please.
As you wish.
Okay, kids, gather around, gather around. It's campfire time.
You are getting in single file. Eyes forward. Hold heads high in pride of motherland.
Or, you know, just take a seat wherever. Talk amongst yourselves.
What are you doing, Comrade Zoner? Where is discipline?
Bro, I hear ya. There's a time and a place for discipline, but right now, a little more loosey-goosey.
Oh, Mr. Zoner, can you open this chocolate bar for me for the s'mores?
Sure thing. There you go.
Thank you.
Children are seeming very comfortable around you, but will not look Sven in eye.
Give it time, man. You'll get the hang of it.
All right, everyone, quiet down. We had quite the day today, huh? Dinosaurs, exploding diapers. I'm sure you heard all about those. That'll be a fun newsletter to the parents. Funnily enough, the stuff that happened today makes me think about God.
Diapers and dinosaurs made you think about God?
Yep. See, I also had a conversation with someone today who thought they were too good for a certain activity. And frankly, that's just not true. None of us are too good for anything. It reminded me that none of us are good.
Seriously?
In Romans 3:12, the Bible says, "No one does good, not a single one. Not me, not Mr. Terrence, not you, or your mom or dad." It's funny because we all think we're good people. And sure, we do good things some of the time, but not on our own. Without Jesus washing our sins away, our good deeds don't count for anything. Without Jesus, the best thing you've ever done is only as good as a dirty diaper.
Ew!
Come on, Ranger Piper, aren't you exaggerating a little?
Actually, no, I'm not. Isaiah 64:6 says we are all infected and impure with sin. When we display our righteous deeds, they are nothing but dirty rags. Mr. Sven actually put it pretty good earlier today when he said, soiled with human excrement.
Da, this is thing I said.
So that's what we amount to without Jesus. Jesus, on the other hand, he made that dinosaur we all saw today. How many of you were scared of that thing?
Me! Oh, yeah.
That T-Rex? It was a T-Rex, right, Gal?
Yeah.
That T-Rex was so huge and powerful, none of us stood a chance against that thing by ourselves. And as amazing and huge and powerful as that T-Rex was, he's nothing compared to God. God actually talks about something like this in the last four chapters of Job in the Bible. You should look it up. What I'm trying to say is, if we're really honest with ourselves, we have to see God is so big and we are so small. God is the most important and we are nothing. God is good and we are not. But he loves us anyway. And as big and good and as important as he is, he came down and did the dirty work of dying for our sins and scraping off the muck from our souls. Kind of like Mr. Sven did the work of cleaning up all those spilled diapers.
He's nothing.
With Jesus, we are adopted daughters and sons of the King.
Okay, guys, here's my verdict. You're hired.
What?
Sven is happiness.
I thought I botched it for sure, dude.
Well, you both have strengths and weaknesses, and they seem to offset each other nicely. Zoner, I heard you did great with the kids, and Sven's work ethic speaks for itself. I think it'll be good for you two to work together, and I think you'll do a great job here at base camp. With a little more training.
Sven has ridden many trains, as passenger and stowaway.
Oh no.
Okay. Dinosaurs? What? Things are getting even crazier at base camp. Who knows what will happen next? I thought it was cool that Piper was able to take in the craziness of the day and use it to think about her relationship with Jesus. When we look honestly at what the Bible says, we see that God is so much bigger and better than we are. The Bible really does say that to God, our good deeds are like soiled rags. Our sins make us a dirty, filthy mess, and we look even worse when we stand next to someone who's completely perfect as God. But Isaiah 1:18 says, "Come now, let's settle this," says the Lord. "Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool." When we accept what Jesus has done for us and give our lives to him, he washes us and makes us like clean, white sheets straight out of the dryer.
Have you ever thought about the sins you commit as being as bad as they really are? Have you trusted Jesus to wash those sins away? Diapers and Dinosaurs was written and directed by Evan David. Sound design was provided by Hugh Duncan. Our vocal talent included Evan David, Heather Kern, Abe Krause, Sam Loving, Anna Nelson, Aaliyah Fye, Michael Poole, Annabelle Tharnish, Cora Tharnish, and Hudson Vanker. And I'm Megan, hoping you'll join us next time for another Base Camp adventure.